Isn't it strange, the people you meet at football matches? Meeting someone unexpectedly at the football, you always greet each other with surprise and say, "What are you doing here? I never knew you liked whoever it was." Well, at the last three games I've been to, this has happened. Last night, for instance, I bumped into Lofty from EastEnders. "Oh, hi," we said to each other in a bit of surprise, and didn't quite know what to say next, because it was unexpected and I couldn't quite place him or work out why he was at Aldershot on a Tuesday night Johnson's Paint Trophy match. But if you think that's odd, I came across someone at Barnet who greeted me in the loo like this. "You won't remember me, Timmy, but..." Now, it's slightly disconcerting when you're washing your hands and you've got no idea who it is. "Well, I met you years ago with Modern Romance, the 80s group who had a hit with Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White." "Ah. So what was your involvement with the band?" I asked. "Well, I was the drummer and now I'm the singer, and we tour all the Rewind festivals and gigs at these nostalgia weekends."
"Ah,
everybody salsa," I said. "Ay, ay, 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 moosey," I asked.
"Correct."
And I was so intrigued, when I got home, I looked through my record collection and I found three albums and three EPs by Modern Romance, all of them signed. I wouldn't have recognised Andy, but then we all rage differently, don't we? And then on Saturday afternoon, after a swim in the heat wave, I thought I'd pop along to watch Maidenhead United for the second half of their FA Cup match against Farnborough Town. Now, it's a gripping game and a good crowd, even a TV camera on top of the changing rooms filming the match. Well, I stood on the terraces and then I felt a tap on my shoulder. Dave Besant was there, watching his son in goal for Maidenhead, getting sent off. And standing alongside him was Glenn Hoddle, whose football academy has just relocated from Spain back to England at the training camp at Bissam Abbey. We must have attracted a few second glances from a few bemused football fans. Timmy Mallett, Dave Besant, Glenn Hoddle, reminiscing about their favourite FA Cup moments. "Oh, coming back from 2-1 down to score the winner in 1981, said Glenn. Saving John Aldridge's penalty when Wimbledon beat Liverpool, said Dave Besant. And my favourite moment was the comment from the lady who welcomed Glenn Hoddle to Maidenhead United that afternoon. "I know you," she said to the former England star and footballing hero. "Don't tell me. I know exactly who you are.